Hello there, this is the Psychology Report. Good to have you with me today. Today I'd like to focus on a particular part of school, if you will, of our education, but also as it spills off into our own private world and private time. You know, there's a reason that we go to school to study reading, writing, and arithmetic. The 3 R's, that's often referred to. The purpose of those three is essential to understand. That first of all, we learn to read. Then we learn to write. Then we learn arithmetic. It goes in that sequence in terms of our brain development, but also in terms of the functioning of our life and our contribution to the world in which we live. See, you can't write if you don't read. And your brain is ready to do arithmetic once it's developed through the process of learning to read and write. So there's kind of a developmental process that takes place there and facilitates the orderly and systematic and sequential development of the brain. Now let's go back up a little bit and talk about reading. Let me just give you some quotes to put it into context so you can see the value or the importance of reading. Charles Tremendous Jones, many of us know of him and maybe have heard him speak, man of great wisdom but also much humor, made this statement: you'll be the same person, more or less, in 5 years that you are now, but for the people you meet and the books you read. That's pretty profound, actually. Then there's what we call the reading muscle. Reading strengthens the muscle that extends us into the life of another person, another time period, and another set of circumstances. So go read and be strong. It was Abe Lincoln who said something like this: those who have the most to say usually say it in the fewest words. So if you read, and you read systematically, over the course of a year's time, you can accumulate a very vast library of books you've read. In fact, it might even surprise you that it's easy to read as many as 17 books a year. Or maybe, if you're really at it, you can read as much as 68 to 70 books per year. How do you do that? How do you read 68 books a year? Well, here's how you read 17. You read 15 minutes a day for a year, 6 days a week. Okay? And if you do that, you'll have read 17 books of average size. Now, just multiply that a little bit. If you read 60 minutes a day for 6 days a week, you'll have read 68 books. So you see, a systematic reading program opens a world of ideas and a world of people to you and brings them into your life through the process of reading. And when you read, you'll be much stronger, you'll be much wiser, and you'll be much more prepared and ready to enter the world of writing. Writing requires reading. It goes in that sequence. But what is the essential reason for reading? Why do people read? Why do we recommend reading? What's the importance of reading? Well, reading allows you to perform in today's culture. You see, books you read opens you to ideas, open you to the things that are going on in the world in which you live today and the world of the past. In some ways, it'll even open the world of the future for you, depending on which books you read. But as you read books, you open yourself to the culture in which you live, past, present, and future. Reading opens the door to jobs. You know, the more lucrative jobs require reading. And you need to be a good reader. You need to enjoy reading. You need to appreciate reading and engage in reading and look forward to reading and involve yourself in the reading process. So the more you read, the more you read speed reading, the more you read well, quickly, the more jobs open to you and the more lucrative jobs open to you. Number three, reading develops the mind, develops the language skills, and it develops the discipline of listening, and then eventually the discipline of writing. So reading is a process of developing your mind and your language skills so that you have ideas to communicate and you have words that will convey ideas and thoughts that you have, and that will help you then listen better so that you will grasp ideas, integrate information that's new to you with information that's old to you, and then be able to not only appreciate it and enjoy it and communicate it verbally, but communicate that information in writing. Number four, reading develops the imagination, the creativity, and the curiosity of an individual. As you read books, you begin to imagine things. You begin to think differently. You begin to think openly. You begin to think of new ideas, and you have that sense of curiosity, that sense of wonder, that sense of awe, that sense of go after it, find out more. Have a curiosity, have an imagination, and do it creatively. Number five, reading increases a person's self-esteem and self-confidence. You know, when you read and you can then discuss what you've read, or if you have conversation that you can bring to the table and that you can bring to relationships, and rather than sit there without any ideas to share, but to share something you've read, an idea that you have come upon, an idea that has just provoked you to think. So reading opens you to greater self-esteem as you share that information, and you can think of yourself as a good person, as a wise person, as a contributing person, as somebody that people listen to and people seek out and ask questions of. That develops your confidence and your esteem. Number six, reading triggers dreams and hopes for a bright future. You see, as you read, you dream. As you read, you have new ideas. As you read, you have kind of hope for the future. It opens up new doors, new vistas, if you will. And your future is just open wide. It's like a door that just opens into the world. Reading just brings that to you. So you read and you just open your eyes to new ideas, open your mind to new ideas and to new thoughts, and a future is yours. And then seven, reading gives belief a place in your life, and it helps you grow and mature. You see, reading enhances your faith, enhances your belief system, and it helps you then, as a result of that, grow and mature in a lot of different ways, including the spiritual elements of your life and the spiritual values of your life. So reading is an essential part of your personal growth and development. It's part of your world and part of the world in which you're going to live and you're going to interact with and have a place of importance and value and impact upon others. It was Samuel Johnson that said this: "The greatest part of a writer's time is spent in reading in order to write. A man will turn over half of a library to make one book." You see, there's our connection here between reading and writing. As you read, it naturally spins off into writing, a desire to write and a desire to share the ideas that you have now from what you've read. From what you've taken in, you want to give out to others. And Samuel Johnson kind of put it in that context. As you just read many, many sources, it will open the door to at least write one source that others will then share with you and become part of your world accordingly. And it was the wise words of Martin Luther. By the way, 500 years ago is when he nailed the thesis to the door there in Wittenberg. Martin Luther, he said this: "If you want to change the world, pick up your pen." You know, in that day, that's what it was. It was an ink pen, and it was a scroll, and everything was written by hand. And you had to kind of work hard to get your thoughts done. But if you want to change the world, it's the pen that changes the world, based on the ideas that you generate from what you've read and the thoughts that you've had from what you've read. And you put that together, and you then think, and you then formulate your thoughts, and you formulate them into words, and then to communicate them to the world, you put them on paper, you put them on the internet, you put them on the Facebook, you put them on the Twitter, you put them on the means of communication of the day. But in his day, you put it on a scroll, and that was then carried from person to person, and so on. Somebody has said this, that you impact the life of five people by every book that's purchased. You see, books have impact. And the impact is greater, as not only you read the book, but you share the book with others. But then that impact is even multiplied many, many, many more times as you take those ideas that you've read and you verbally shared with others, and now you write out your concepts, you write out your themes, you write out your thoughts, and you put that in a book of your own, and you write that, and you put that out, and you begin now to multiply your impact on the world in which you live and the world yet to come, and the people yet to read your book in the years ahead. So reading, yes, it's essential. Reading, yes, it's the basis of your effective and positive impact on the world in which you live. It's a way in which you grow and the way in which you expand your thoughts and your mind, and you open up yourself to new world and to new people and to new experiences. So let me value reading for you. Let me encourage you to value reading. You know, that's very different from the way that I grew up. Sad to say, I never read a book until I got to college, other than maybe a little paperback or an article here and there. But I was not a reader. I was not encouraged to read necessarily, although my parents were readers, and I saw them read. But that was not something that I engaged in. But once I got to college, I began to read. I remember reading The Feminine Mystique. That's one of the early books that I read. And you can imagine when that was written and that what that book was about. But then I went on to other books. I read textbooks and that kind of thing. But I, in my own personal pleasure of reading, I didn't read to college days. And the other day, I just finished a document, a legal document, 9,000 pages long. So I do read. And that was just part of my reading this year. I mean, I read many books and many articles. Every day I'm reading some kind of material in my professional line of work and my interest and my desire to know and my curiosity and my desire to write, where I seek information and seek ideas that I can then kind of condense and integrate and then share with other people. So reading has become part of me, but it never was part of me. And I don't know what your story is, but maybe some of you have that same story. Just because you never read doesn't mean that you won't start reading. Because you never read doesn't mean that you shouldn't start reading. Yes, you should. Open your world. Open your ideas. Open your mind. Open your life. Open your experiences and share them in a way with others. Let them come into your life, and then you go into the life of others. That's that interactional exchange and sharing that we do in the process of reading, and then from reading to writing. So, I encourage you to do so, and I encourage you to help your children become readers. And we'll look at that at another time, how you can help your children read. But today, you start the process, because again, your children won't read if you don't. You're the example. You're the model. I remember my mother reading, even though I didn't read when she did, but I read later in life and became a reader. And I still remember her influence on my life. My writing, yes, that was influenced by a sixth grade teacher who said to me I had the skill of writing and encouraged me to write and rewarded me for writing and praised me for writing and affirmed me for writing. It was a sixth grade teacher. I still remember her, and I can tell you what she looked like. And I remember her name. So that was where that came from. So you see, the people in your life that were your examples and your models and the people who went before you and did those kind of things and enjoyed those kind of things will come to you. So you'll do them also, and you'll enjoy them also. So it's first reading, then writing. And that's where you impact the world. Martin Luther had it right. If you want to impact the world, pick up your pen. This has been the Psychology Report. Bye for now.